Although it was ignored and or attacked by the Mockingbird media, the Defeat the Mandates rally was there for anyone with eyes to see and ears to hear.
These are my truths, and I believe they're self-evident. Even if every man, woman, and child in the United States were vaccinated, these products cannot achieve herd immunity and stop COVID. In contrast, the natural immunity which healthy immune systems develop after infection and recovery from COVID is long-lasting, broad, and highly protective from disease and death caused by this virus.
As was the panel of experts gathered together by Senator Ron Johnson, exposing alarming data, experimentation on our military, and a cover-up by the Pentagon and the CDC.
We have substantial data showing that we saw, for example, miscarriages increased by 300% over the five-year average, almost. We saw almost 300% increase in cancer over the five-year average. Neurological issues, which would affect our pilots, over 1,000% increase. 1,000.
Ten times. That's 10 times rate, and obviously that
83,000 per year, I'm sorry, 82,000 per year to 863,000 in 1 year. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document says specifically 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs to be investigated.
Nurses from across the country are contacting me about the vaccine mandates, that type of thing, talking, you know, telling me why they're not going to get the vaccine because they're seeing this, these patients that their cancers were in remission, then, you know, all of a sudden, boom, you know, they're blossoming again.
There are suppressor genes, P53. It's the guardian of our genome. There's another breast cancer gene, BRCA gene. We know that the spike protein binds to the receptors for these genes and can activate them. That is a mechanism of the spike protein. So putting this spike protein in the human body via a gene shot that is completely investigational. These are not approved.
What P53 does is it checks your DNA before it replicates, and it makes sure that it's fixed. So P53 is the one tumor suppressor gene that is most tied to cancer, because once there's a mutation in P53, the mutation rate just skyrockets.
Correct.
And you're going to develop enough mutations that that cancer is going to have a much more likelihood of becoming metastatic. RNA can regulate your DNA. So when you put an mRNA vaccine or RNA into your body, it can get in and it can be alternately spliced, can bind to your DNA, and it can regulate it. For positive or for negative, it can change your gene expression, and there's stuff in there that can do that either intentionally or unintentionally, and we don't know. It's completely unethical because we are just beginning to understand RNA silencing, where these RNA molecules regulate our DNA. So that makes it completely unethical to use this technology.
Now, I will tell you, as a cardiologist, it is crystal clear that these vaccines cause myocarditis. Dr. Parks has already quoted the paper by Avolio that has shown, beyond a shadow of a doubt, the vaccines cause myocarditis.
In August, when the report was run on acute myocarditis in the DOD website, there were 1,239 cases, and now when you run it, it's down to 307. In January of 2022, there were 176 cases, and magically, they are now down to 17. There is a word for that. It's not suspicious. We have in the military the single best data set that exists, because we have baselines in there. And acute disease across all categories in the preceding years, 5 years leading up to the vaccination year, was 1.7 million. They introduced and mandated a COVID-19 vaccine for our U.S. military when they had only lost 12 service members total to the disease. And in the 10 months of 2021 after that, it jumped from 1.7 million all diseases to darn near 22 million. That was a 20 million increase.
As one of the world experts on ivermectin, let me just talk about some programs which used ivermectin. My colleagues here, as Dr. Risch just pointed out, there are a number of compounds that we've identified that are effective in early treatment. Almost all of them are repurposed or generic. Mexico City, December of 2020. Their state health system deployed an early test and treat program. They deployed 250 mobile testing units throughout Mexico City, and they had treatment kits. They used and they collected data on 120,000 people. 50,000 of them took treatment kits, and they found in those who were given treatment kits that up to 75% avoided hospitalization.
St. Augustine, the doctor of the Roman Catholic Church, famously said, "The truth is like a lion. You don't have to defend it. Let it loose. It will defend itself."
The message is simple, and it is a message afforded every American if they would just reclaim their birthright. Please share this and all of the other videos on Band.video spotlighting the panel and the rally. This is the so-called misinformation the propaganda machine is terrified of revealing. John Bound reporting.
Mob. Whether they were present that day or were otherwise criminally responsible for the assault on our democracy.
Insurrection.
We will follow the facts wherever they lead.
Domestic terrorists.
The days of independent media are numbered. The government has made it illegal to oppose them. They are now debanking us behind the scenes. They want to bankrupt us and make us go away quietly. With practically half the population wanting to lock the unvaccinated up in camps, the traitors know they can shut us down by force. But that would accelerate the awakening exponentially. So be it. Make them silence us by force. This is the final battle of the information war. Give now. Buy products. Donate. Before everything changes, we need you to carry us through to the end. Victory or death. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com.
Well, here we are in the year 2022, and InfoWars is now more important than it's ever been. We are truly in the zeitgeist. I want to thank you all for keeping us on the air, and I want to encourage you to take advantage of a true win-win situation, or a 360 win, as I've called it, at InfoWarsStore.com. Get high-quality supplements that make your body healthier, make you happier, and then defend your body with your immune system against outside attackers. Ladies and gentlemen, multivitamins are the way to go, but so many of them are synthetic. Our multivitamin whole food system is one of the best quality multivitamin systems you're going to find. But regardless of whether you get it from us or somebody else, research that it's a whole food multivitamin and get it for you and your family, especially old folks, children. Everybody needs it, but especially old folks. Also, we have vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. It's also back in stock. It's at 40% off. Both these are available at InfoWarsStore.com, and BrainForce Plus is back in stock as well at 40% off.